Hey everyone, and welcome. Today, we are going to break down one of the most iconic and, let's be honest, one of the most misunderstood exercises in all of Pilates, the 100. So let's just dive right in. It all kicks off with this number, 100. 100 pumps, 100 counts. You hear that and you think, okay, simple enough, right? But what is really going on inside those 100 counts? I'll tell you, it is so much more than just waving your arms around. We're talking about building serious internal heat, endurance, and of course, incredible core control. So what is the 100, technically speaking? Well, the official definition calls it a dynamic thoracic flexion hold. In plain English, that just means your upper body is held in a really steady ab curl while your breath and arms create this awesome rhythm. The goal isn't just to get through it, it's to fire up your body from the inside out and teach it how to breathe super efficiently even when things get tough. So, here's our game plan. We're going to cover the basics, then walk through the essential prep work, move on to the classic tabletop version, and then reach for the full expression of the 100. And of course, we'll wrap up with some crucial safety tips and the real philosophy behind the whole thing. First up is the prep phase. And you know, I really can't stress this enough, this is the foundation for everything. It doesn't matter if you're a complete beginner or you've been doing Pilates for years, mastering Tier 1 is absolutely non-negotiable if you want a perfect 100. The mission here is crystal clear. It's not about intensity, it's all about control. We're teaching the body that specific 5-in, 5-out breath pattern and how to pump the arms from the right spot, all while keeping your lower back completely stable and feeling great. Okay, so the setup is everything. You'll start with your feet flat on the floor. Take a big exhale to curl your head and shoulders up, making sure you're not jamming your chin to your chest. From there, the pumps begin. Think small, crisp movements that come from the back of your shoulders, not your wrists. And you breathe in for 5 pumps, out for 5 pumps.
So, who's invited to the party here, muscle-wise? Well, your shoulder muscles are the mobilizers. They're the ones creating the motion. But just look at that long list of stabilizers. That's your entire core. From your deepest abs and pelvic floor all the way up to the muscles that hug your shoulder blades. They are all working overtime just to hold you perfectly still.
All right, let's build on that solid foundation. Welcome to Tier 2, the classic tabletop. For a lot of people, this is the version that immediately pops into their head when they think of the 100. Now, this is where the game really starts to change. By lifting both legs up into that 90-degree tabletop, you've just handed your core a pretty significant weight to deal with. The new challenge is to manage that extra load without losing even an ounce of your control, or that steady, rhythmic breath. The setup feels pretty similar, but now you bring both legs up, one at a time. You find that same strong curl, and then you start those steady pumps for all 10 breath cycles. The real test here is maintaining that absolute stillness for all 100 counts.
I absolutely love this mental image. Picture a delicate little teacup filled right to the brim, just sitting on your pelvis. As you pump your arms, your only job is to not spill a single drop. It is the perfect cue for achieving total, unwavering pelvic stability. See that? There's a new player in the mobilizer group, your hip flexors. Now they're working hard just to hold your legs up. And that change dramatically increases the demand on all those core stabilizers. They have to work so much harder to stop your lower back from arching off the mat.
Okay, deep breath. Are you ready to see the peak of the mountain? Let's talk about the full advanced expression of the 100. And let me be clear, this is a position that is earned through flawless form in those earlier tiers.
So what makes this version so much harder? It really just comes down to simple physics. When your knees are bent, you have a short, pretty manageable lever. The second you straighten those legs, that lever gets way longer, which exponentially increases the force your abs have to fight against to keep your back safe and stable.
To get here, you'll extend your legs out to about a 45-degree angle. If you're feeling super strong and stable, you might lower them even more. But, and this is the absolute golden rule, the second you feel your back arch or your ribs flare, you have to lift your legs higher. Quality of your form will always, always, always be more important than how low your legs are.
Let's think about the quality of those arm pumps for a second. They're not just flailing around, right? I want you to imagine they are powerful, efficient pistons, just skimming the glassy surface of a lake, creating tons of energy without making a single ripple in the stillness of your torso.
At this level, your quads and hip flexors are fired up in a super strong hold.
And your stabilizers, they're at what the source calls maximal demand. That basically means every single muscle in your core is firing on all cylinders to hold this strong, beautiful line.
Okay, now for what might just be the most important part of this whole deep dive. How to practice the 100 safely and make it work for your body on any given day.
First off, the non-negotiables. If you're managing any of these conditions, this specific forward curling version of the exercise needs to be modified or maybe even skipped. With something like osteoporosis, for example, we want to avoid that repeated loaded flexion. It's always, always about working smarter, not just harder.
Think of this chart as your personal troubleshooting guide. It's simple and it's super effective. Is your back starting to arch? Lift your legs. Neck getting tired? Bop your head down for a few breaths. Forgetting to breathe? Just start counting out loud. These are easy, instant fixes to make sure you're getting all the good stuff without any of the strain. So, we've broken down the mechanics, we've gone through the tiers, we've covered the safety. After all of that, what's the single most important idea to take with you?
This, right here, this quote is the entire philosophy of the exercise in a nutshell. It's not about how low your legs go or how high your chest is lifted. It is always about maintaining perfect, efficient, supportive breathing inside of a stable, controlled position. A better breath will always get you better results than a bigger, sloppier shape.
So, just remember, the 100 is meant to feel like organized heat, this perfect symphony of breath and stability. It's not supposed to be a wrestling match with your own body. So the real question is, now that you know all this, what will your 100 look like the next time you get on the mat?